From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Miami-based exiles head for Cuban waters in commemoration of the shooting death of exiles 4 years ago, or four exiles a year ago. Havana gears up for a confrontation. Trinidadian opposition leader wants defector thrown out of the House of Representatives, and Louis Farrakhan set to be losing the plot since the Million Man March. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A squadron of light aircraft is heading towards the Cuban coast to drop commemorative wreaths over the spot where four anti-Cuba Castro flyers were killed when two of their planes were shot down by Cuban MiG fighters exactly a year ago today. The U.S. State Department has warned Cuba to leave the planes alone, but Havana says it will do whatever is necessary to protect its airspace and territorial waters. The four victims were members of the Miami-based Brothers to the Rescue. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant reports from their headquarters.
The mourners shouted, "Long live Free Cuba," as they condemned what they called the cold-blooded murders of the two Brothers to the Rescue pilots and their passengers. Then the families collapsed in tears as pictures of their martyrs were laid alongside a mantle containing the names of 10,000 Cubans whom exiles claim have died opposing Fidel Castro. President Clinton sent a message to the memorial service reaffirming the United States' commitment to bring democracy to Cuba. Mr. Clinton has promised to spend $8,000 million reconstructing Cuba once Fidel Castro and his followers have gone.